This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 30th of June. Hampshire continued their fine recent form with a 7-wicket demolition of an apparently distracted Surrey at Southampton. The Lions made just 94 for 6 from their 20 overs after electing to bat, with Gareth Batty once again skipping the side as Roy Hamilton-Brown continued his gradual comeback from compassionate leave following the death of his flatmate Tom Maynard. Liam Dawson struck first for the Royals, clean bowling Stephen Davies in the first over with a wicket delivery, while his captain Dimitri Mascarenhas struck twice in his opening over, having Jason Roy and pinch hitter Murali Karthik both caught at short third man. Hamilton was run out in the very next over to make it 9 for 4, with Wilson following shortly afterwards for 9. Matthew Spriegel then attempted a partial recovery with Zafar Ansari before he too fell to the wiles of Dawson, this time for 14. This left Surrey on 42 for 6 in the 12th over and apparently going nowhere, and it was only thanks to a club record unbroken 7-wicket stand of 52 between Ansari, who again impressed with his maturity in making 38 and 35 balls, and Gareth Batty that they got as close to three figures as they did. Hampshire were never really troubled in their run chase, despite Murali Karthik's 3 for 16, and got home with almost 5 overs to spare, with James Vince's 22 ball 25 the top score. Northamptonshire thrashed Glamorgan in the Midlands Western Wales basement battle clash at Cardiff. The visitors' spin pairing of Conder Langer and James Middlebrook returned combined figures of 6 for 31 from 8 overs as they strangled the middle order. Lee Daggett, David Burton and David Willey had bowled tidily during the first 6 overs, but it was the introduction of spin that proved the Dragons' undoing. De Langer removed both the set batsmen Sean Marsh and Martin van Jaarsveld from consecutive overs, while Middlebrook struck twice in the 12th over to continue the abomination. Only Stuart Walters, who ended undefeated on 34 from 27 balls, showed any stomach for the fight, as Glamorgan ended with a pitiful 110 for 9 from their 20 overs. The Steelbacks found no such difficulty with the home side spinners when they batted, and were particularly severe on Robert Croft, who went for 38 from his 3 wicketless overs. Skipper Alex Wakeley anchored the innings with 54 not out, found valuable support from David Willey and Carl Kurtzer, as they got home with 41 balls and 9 wickets in hand. A couple of pieces of county news. Former Hampshire all-rounder Benny Howell is preparing to sign a new 2-year contract with Gloucestershire, and Sussex have signed South African slow-left-arm Chinaman Michael Rippon, who impressed yesterday taking 4 wickets against Kent until the end of the season. He qualifies as a local player because he holds a Dutch passport.